This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. North Texas is filled with taquerias and Tex-Mex restaurants, but there aren't many places that focus on Mexican fine dining. In Dallas, Revolver Taco Lounge in Deep Ellum is changing that with its new dinner concept. And as I report, it's bucking the trend that good Mexican food has to be cheap. Regino Rojas is from Michoacán, Mexico, and he doesn't do Tex-Mex.
Me as a Mexican and raised and born over there, I don't get it at all. I think it's really bad Mexican food. But people enjoy it. That's because people were born and raised with that stuff here, you know? They have never really been exposed to the real deal and the real flavors.
And that real deal is what he's adding to the North Texas food scene. Rojas started off by opening his original Revolver Taco Lounge in Fort Worth, and it became a hit. He opened the Dallas location in April and says it's the perfect spot for his new idea, a fancier side to his taco lounge.
People in this neighborhood, they come with a different mentality. They come, they want to try different things. It's Deep Ellum.
And with the opening of the Dallas restaurant out of the way, Rojas is focusing on his Purépecha room, named after an indigenous group from back home. It's in a private room at the back of the restaurant. And Rojas' inspiration? The meals his mom used to cook him at home. Customers get a home-cooked meal from scratch by his mom and other Mexican women. Rojas says it's designed to feel like you're in a Mexican home.
We're cooking in front of them. They're part of the whole scenario. They're family. They come and sit at my mom's table type of thing. So it's gonna be fun, man.
The concept of modern Mexican dining is catching fire in places like Los Angeles and Chicago. In 2015, Dallas Morning News food critic Leslie Brenner wrote a feature about how Mexican fine dining was taking off across Dallas-Fort Worth.
Since then, a number of the restaurants that I mentioned excitedly in the story have closed. So I sort of feel like it's this thing that should be happening here big time. It's one of the most exciting food movements going on in the world right now. And we should be doing it here. And we are not as much as I wish we were.
Chef Anthony Bourdain says the food is underappreciated. He talked about it on a recent episode of his CNN show, Parts Unknown.
But their expectation is Mexican food should be cheap. And the fact is, there's always going to be new arrivals from Mexico who are perfectly willing to sell you, unfortunately or fortunately, really good Mexican food for very cheap. But not the kind of deep flavors that, you find or I found in my travels there.
And those deep flavors are what Rojas is trying to show off. Not just the hits, like fancy tacos al pastor at swanky places in uptown Dallas. One of the items on Rojas's rotation is medium-rare duck in a traditional mole sauce.
I'm respecting my culture, and I'm showing them that it can be done, man. Just respect the techniques and stuff. And, people is not stupid, man. People know when they're eating a good ribeye taco or when they're eating a really bad, skirt steak, low-quality taco.
But are people willing to drop $85 for what some things should be cheap?
That's what I'm doing, a small place. I don't know if it will work with one of those big, massive places. I don't think I would not do it at all, but low key, very underground, very, 12 people, that's it. Two sittings a night.
An experiment he hopes not only works for him, but for the Mexican food scene in North Texas. Gus Contreras, KERA News.